I speak to you in God's holy name. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This is the Canada Day weekend, and we've just heard a very powerful readings from Scripture, both from Galatians 6 and from Luke 10. I want us to think for a minute about what we've just heard John read to us from the Gospel of Luke, the sending out of the 70. Picture that that must have been a lot of the early church, the followers of Jesus. For 70 people was a significant number. Some readings of Scripture, translations read 72. There was a significant number were sent out. They had a commission. They were to go out and talk about this new way of being Jewish. We often forget this, but it was a new way to be Jewish. That instead of worrying about all the doctrine of the Jewish people and worrying about what pot your food came out of and were you circumcised or not and were you really part of it all, you're to go out and preach the gospel that God loves you, that you are included in the family of God, that God brings you in, not pushes you away, that God loves all of God's creation. And if you preach this gospel of love, Jesus said to his 70 or 72 that went out, you will stand strong and God will be with you and you will not be harmed. Evil will not stand against you if you preach the gospel of love. And I want you to go out and bring this good news to people that they are in, not out. That God invites them in, not pushes them away. That's very powerful. And those 70 people or 72 people who went out with that message initially touched the lives of many people who touched the lives of many more. And we are part of that strand of the 72. Because this was our challenge as well. To go out and bring this word to others. That God loves you. God loves you as you are. But love and inclusion and forgiveness and peace and reconciliation must be the core of who we are. Is that core of who we are attracted people who came before us to bring us here? And we were brought here together by tradition, by maybe tribe, by language, who knows? But we are here gathered together and called by the Holy Spirit to be here in this place. All Saints Agassiz was founded by people who were inspired by the Holy Spirit 120 years ago. So one of the founders, they were from Switzerland. The Agassiz themselves were from Switzerland. But they had this call to be here. And they felt this call to be here within the Anglican family of the greater Christian family. And they had a sense that they wanted to bring out a word that no matter who you are and what your background, God loves you and wants you to feel included. And we're forming a new family, a family of love where everyone is included. 120 years ago, and Canada's soon going to be 150 next year, the next time we have Canada Day weekend, we're going to be celebrating the 150th anniversary. The world was very different. You know, I grew up in Quebec, but I learned a lot about my history and so the Anglican Church's history in Quebec and the Maritimes in Ontario was very strong. And in Ontario, it was the established church. And there was a big move on and a big dispute whether or not the Anglican Church in Ontario should be like the Church of England and England in the United Kingdom and be established. And there was pushing and shoving around all of that. The world was changing, and it was decided, no, having an established church in the English tradition in Ontario was wrong, and that wasn't going to happen. Some hurt feelings among some people. There was not to be an established church in Ontario, Upper Canada. We fast forward to today. The call to love and the call to include is still there today. We have been called, and now we are being called to call others. We are being called to call others, and the focus of the call is love and inclusion and restoration and reconciliation. In getting ready for the diocesan school, a number of us have been asked to go and interview folks about, and some of you here have already been interviewed, about certain questions, but all around mainly church membership. And what I found striking in the interviews that I've conducted is that it's all about how somebody connected with me. That person said, I was warmly welcomed and I was brought here because somebody said, you should come and join us. We're a pretty friendly bunch. We're a family. Come and check us out. And people did, and they found the group here at All Saints to be friendly, not cliquish, to be inclusive and caring. That's what I've been told. I know that when I came, people of the diocese said, oh, you're going to Agassiz. What are you doing going to Agassiz? Are you going to be lost up there? And I said, I will find the people and they will be as they are. And I will be there with them. And I found the community here to be loving, caring, inclusive, willing to take risks and move forward, willing to break the egg and see what the egg is like inside and not just worry about the shell. Is it a brown shell or a white shell or a speckled shell? No, we care about the guts. And the guts is we are people of love and inclusion and people of caring. We have our quirks, but, you know, we're okay. And we move on because we are called and inspired by the love of God. And I rejoice in that. And I rejoice that you are here and who you are. But we are called to still reach out that message. And we are living in a world which is challenging. Because now the Holy Spirit is making us more aware. That we are more aware around reconciling with the indigenous people who are here in this country first. To walk with them. That we are settlers and the people who are First Nations, and we come together because we're all in this planet together. And we get bigger than that. We are not the only ones. It's not just a Christian world anymore. It never really was. But we have to become more aware because the world is smaller. Recently, we've been celebrating Queen Elizabeth's 90th birthday, and her years as our monarch in Canada. She's what, 67 years now? Something, I forget the number, but she's the longest serving monarch. I remember when she was crowned. I remember going to the neighbor who had the only TV in town, a scratchy old black and white one, and we all piled into this lady's house. She opened it up to all of us, and that place was crowded in this little tiny black and white TV. And we were so thrilled to get the pictures on film from the coronation that had been flown over by the Air Force, landed, I guess, in Halifax. I'm not sure where they was landed. And it was a telecine, which is a machine that took film and made it into a TV imagery and sent to parts of at least eastern Canada and I think of all over. But we all watched this coronation in black and white. And it was only 12 hours after the event we were seeing it. The other day I saw one of our parishioners, well, Doug and Wendley's granddaughter, 10 hours after she was born. We had a picture. The world is small. much smaller now than it was at the time of Confederation. Much smaller now than at the time of most of our births. Think about it. This week, I believe there's going to be a satellite that's going to be going around Venus and sending us back imagery. And it left the Earth 5 years ago. And the imagery is going to be coming back, and it takes 5 minutes at the speed of light, virtually the speed of life, for the signal to get here. But that was unthinkable when most of us were in high school, that this would happen. The world is smaller, and as the world has got smaller, the world has got bigger. And the Holy Spirit is calling us to be bigger. People still need love. They still need a sense of inclusion. They still need a sense to know that God is alive and that we are inspired by God. But we are inspired just as the 70 or 72 were told to take risks and get out there and be with the people as they are. It says in the reading today from the Gospel, eat whatever is set in front of you. I'm one of those gluten-free types. Suck it up, Dave. Eat the bread. You know, you got it out there and you're there called to serve. I, as you know, work a lot in addictions recovery. And one of the big factors that triggers people into addictive behavior is loneliness. Loneliness. There are lots of lonely people who feel they don't belong, who feel they are rejected, who feel that society doesn't want them. A lot of the violence that we see happening in the world right now, as awful as it is triggered in people who feel they are not counted in. There are the outsiders who are so angry they want to blast away and destroy those people who they think have excluded them. When they came back, the 72, they were amazed on their journey that as they went out and reached other people, their message of love and inclusion was so wonderfully accepted that evil did not stand against them. And the message, the symbolism in the scripture reading today, the scorpions were seen as the sign of evil in the Jewish world. And Jesus said, I saw the devil fall like lightning from the sky. Love overcame the evil. And so today, we still today have the marching order to go out and in love bring others into the family of love. To take risks and go beyond our safe zones. To bring others in. So as we celebrate Canada and we celebrate who we are at our 120th anniversary, I'm not giving you the sermon, the diocesan sermon will come in August. But I'm saying that we have a challenge as we look ahead to reach out in love and inclusion, to take risks and know that God is with us, that we are not alone. The Holy Spirit never abandons us. God rests within each one of us and in our midst, and we are called forward as the people of God. We are the new 72. We are the new 72. We are called to bring the love of God in our own spaces and places. And I pray today that as we receive the sacrament, that sense of the real presence of Jesus within us, that we hear his voice sending us out with the power of the Holy Spirit to be with us and calling us to reach out to others to help respond to the loneliness that's in our own midst. May God bless us all as we journey as not apostles, that was the original 12, but we are disciples of Jesus Christ. We are never alone and we are always loved. May God bless us all. Amen.